Rachel often led training groups with a male colleague. He always did all the talking, and she was always angry at him for dominating and not giving her a chance to say anything. After hearing Deborah Tannen talk about conversational style, she realized what was going on. He would begin to answer questions from the group while she was still waiting for a slight pause to begin answering. And when she was in the middle of talking, he would jump in, but always when she had paused. So she tried pushing herself to begin answering questions a little sooner than normally felt polite to her, and not to leave long pauses when she was talking. The result was that she talked a lot more, and her male colleague was as pleased as she was. Her supervisor complimented her on having become more assertive.
Whether or not Rachel actually became more assertive is debatable. In a sense, she did. What is crucial is that she solved her problem with a simple and slight adjustment in her way of speaking, without soul-searching, self-analysis, external intervention, and most importantly, without defining herself as having an emotional problem or a personality defect, such as lack of confidence or unassertiveness. Humans want to understand their own behavior and the behavior of other humans. For people in our society, this often means looking for psychological explanations. If distress is extreme, they may seek psychological treatment. Plenty of situations and plenty of people warrant this. But before you try this drastic measure, it's a good idea to ask whether your problem may simply be differences in conversational style. If it is, it can be treated at home. If pain persists, see your doctor. But you may find that fewer visits to the doctor are really needed.
As Rachel's experience shows, knowledge of conversational style